Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Dear brothers, if anyone is outside, inshallah, for the second Jum'ah, you can make your way inside. As the time does not permit to speak for long, inshallah, first of all, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, His rahmah, has given us opportunity to come to the masjid. And this is the first Jum'ah of Shawwal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our efforts during the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to be able to witness another Ramadan and to give the full right to the blessed month and blessed days during the year, inshallah. My reminder for today is based on the life circle that we're going through, the Ummah. And this was warned to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the time will come when the Ummah will be so stressed, will be targeted from every corner of the world, from every angle of the world, top, bottom, right, left, front, back, from every angle, the Muslim Ummah will be targeted by those who disobey, disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the time that we witness every individual who believe and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all stressed by the situation around the world, whether it's in India, Somalia, Yemen, and whether it is in Palestine, in Gaza. Muslim Ummah is suffering. But at the same time, let's not lose hope. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seeing, all hearing. Allah knows exactly what is happening to the Ummah. Allah can hear our call. Allah can hear our stress. Allah can hear our cry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, soon His help and His support will come for the Ummah. As we are truly believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us, as He tested His loved ones, the prophets and anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in one of the hadith where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us a dua, supplications during distress, and mentioned narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to say in the times of distress, whenever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was stressed, he used to repeat the following dua. And I urge every individual who hear this, they should make the effort to learn this dua as is taught to us by the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua is, La ilaha illallahu al-azim al-halim, La ilaha illallahu al-azim al-halim, La ilaha illallahu rabbul arsh al-azim, La ilaha illallahu rabbul samawati, wa rabbul ardi, wa rabbul arsh al-azim. Again, لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش العظيم. There is none worthy of worship except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the Forbearing. There is none worthy of worship except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the Magnificent Throne. There is no one worthy of worship except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the heaven and earth, Lord of the noble throne, narrated in Bukhari by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us again. The same dua is been narrated by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, said that on one occasion Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me the following dua when I am in distress. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله وتبارك الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين. This is narrated by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu in Musnad Ahmad, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him to say this dua, to recite this dua when he is distressed. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. There is none worthy of worship except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forbearing, the generous. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Wa tabarakallah, Lord of the magnificent throne, Rabbul Arshil Azim. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and all praise be due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. This is narrated by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. The first dua was narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another narration regarding when we are distressed, to relieve our stress, narrated by Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, mentioning that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following. And he mentioned this related to Yunus alayhi salam, or famously known as Yunus ibn Matta, because of his test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was swallowed by the well. Da'watu dhinnun idh da'a wa huwa fi batni al-hut. The supplication of Prophet Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam when he supplicated while in the belly of the well. What did he say to Allah? La ilaha illa ant سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فإنه لم يدع بها رجل مسلم في شيء قط إلا استجاب الله له. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the dua that Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam read it while he was in the belly of the whale, when he realized that he has done something wrong. And this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing him through the test of him being swallowed by the whale. What did he read to Allah? He said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. There is none worthy of worship except for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory to you. Indeed, I have been of the wrongdoers. First of all, he praised Allah. Then he admitted being in the wrong, and he asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and support. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يَدَعْ بِهَا رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٌ. No Muslim person, male or female, invokes with this to anything, for anything, except فِي شَيْءٍ قَدْتُ إِلَّا سَجَابَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to him or to her. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if anyone, as long as they are Muslim, they are stressed and they have issues, problem, whatever the worry is, if they truly from their heart, they believe what they're reading, that there is no worthy of worship except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they admit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this, whatever the situation they are in, is caused because of their own mistake, their own wrongdoing. La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will listen to their call and their cry, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them when the time is right. So the first dua was narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, which is La ilaha illallahu al-azim al-halim, La ilaha illallahu rabbul arsh al-azim, La ilaha illallah rabbul samawati wa rabbul ardi wa rabbul arsh al-kareem. Another dua which was narrated by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu an, again for relieving during the stress, La ilaha illallahu al-halim al-kareem, Subhanallah wa tabarakallahu rabbul arsh al-azim, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And the third dua, which is narrated by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in the darkness of the darkness of the darkness, so he was in the sea, the bottom of the sea, the darkness of the sea, the darkness of the night, as it was at night, and the darkness of the belly of the whale. Three darkness, imagine how dark must be. And then he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that situation, and he mentioned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, mention in the Quran regarding this incident? فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, when Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam called for help and he admitted that he was among the wrongdoers, he committed a sin, he did something wrong, although the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam didn't commit a sin, but it was an error from the Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was put in the situation he was in. Then he cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, Oh Allah, I am in the wrong and I need your help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. So we answered his prayer and rescued him from their anguish. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is how we save the true believers. So whoever is a true believer believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever we cry to Allah, as long as from the bottom of our heart truly we seeking Allah's help and Allah's support, Allah will never leave us or abandon us. Allah will always listen to us and support us and help us, as long as Allah thinks that help and that support at that time it is beneficial to us, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him and everyone who has listened to act upon the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With this kind of du'as, we should always learn them, make the effort of learning them, and practice them. Who is not in stress nowadays? The whole ummah is stressed. So whenever we feel down, we should refer to the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the du'as, rather than worrying, doesn't solve the issue, doesn't solve the problem. The more you worry, the more you're going to get distressed. So refer back to the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The du'as that he taught us, they are beneficial to us. We need full trust in that du'a when we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that we, let me try. All the doors are now closed. I'm not getting any help. So let me try the door of Allah. Let me try to pray to Allah. It doesn't work like that. The first door should be Allah's. The last door should be Allah's. Allah is the one who's going to provide us with a solution. But when we're asking Allah and praying to Allah, our heart should be fully, truly accepting our mistake and asking Allah for forgiveness and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find a solution for us and to provide a solution for us, inshallah.